This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Gunnison with Noel Lim in the studio this morning. It's 9:21 a.m. right now, May 20th, a Thursday, and the FBM KLCI has graciously entered into the green. It's not green just yet. It's flat at 1,580 points right now, but the colour that the Bloomberg has gone with is green, so let's just go with that, shall we? Year-to-date, though, still down 2.85%, and on a one-year basis, it is only up 10% right now. Moving away from the KLCI, though, we're taking a look at the media industry, particularly one company in particular, Astro, and its collaboration with Disney. So 2 weeks ago, we learned that the Walt Disney Company has appointed Astro as its official distributor of the Disney Plus Hotstar in Malaysia.
This service begins on June 1st, so consumers may soon subscribe directly to Disney Plus Hotstar at R54.90 for 3 months. By the way, this is not an advertorial for Astro, but we're just covering the stock. But certain Astro subscribers will be able to access it for an additional fee of just R5.
Yeah, I guess the question here, I think a lot of people have been asking as well, is what can we expect from this collaboration between Astro and Disney? So for some insights here, joining us this morning is Pritika Modgil, Equity Research Associate at Kenanga Investment Bank. Pritika, good morning and thank you so much for joining us. Our first question here is, what are the key synergies to be gained in this tie-up between Disney Plus and Astro?
I think this collaboration would benefit both parties with regards to subscribers and revenue. So Astro has a high household penetration of about 74%, which enables Disney Plus to easily tap into the Malaysian market. And in a way, it also helps Disney Plus to save on their marketing costs. Whereas for Astro, on the other hand, this collaboration would bring in more subscriptions. Now we expect subscribers will have to pay an extra RM5 effective June.
Will the tie-up with Disney Plus be able to reverse the decline of Astro's subscriber base and revenue?
I believe so, that this partnership will help Astro in terms of their subscribers and revenue. So as a subscriber, you'll be able to enjoy the best of both worlds. So when it comes to Astro, you can enjoy their heavy vernacular content or other Astro packages like HBO Go. And let's not forget Disney's very own original content as well. So this would potentially benefit Astro with subscriber retention, regaining of lost subscribers and acquisitions.
Now, how does this partnership make sense in the long term though?
As we know, on-demand services are changing the future of the television landscape. And consumers' demand for TV is fundamentally changing as well. So video on-demand services may soon become mainstream. Thus, in the long term, this partnership may continue benefiting both parties as consumers shift to video on demand.
In the US, we are currently seeing the merger of AT&T and Discovery, and there are even talks of Amazon and MGM tying up. Do you expect consolidation in the local media industry too?
As of now, I don't expect any mergers to happen in the local media industry. That's mainly because local players have different business goals for their companies. So for instance, if you look at Astro, they're aiming to become an aggregator of 15 subscription-based video on demand by quarter one next year. Whereas Media Prima wants to be seen as an integrated media group that offers integrated marketing solutions and to grow their commerce business. So we're two very different sets of goals. And also
it's costly for new entrants to enter the entertainment space. I don't expect mergers to happen anytime soon. I guess alternatives to this could be online platforms like YouTube or social media where new content producers are still able to earn advertising revenue.
And what other key developments are you watching out for in the media industry?
As we all know, the cinema industry has been badly affected by the pandemic. So one of the key developments thus far would be the media players stepping up and to help local producers by introducing first-run movies on their pay-per-view platforms. So for instance, you can watch new movies on AstroFest and Tonton Cinema with your entire family at home. So this is something that's revolutionizing the cinema industry. Another key point that I would like to highlight is that media players are looking to grow their digital segments to drive new revenue beyond traditional platforms. So to achieve that, media players are improving their methods to help their client market more effectively. For instance, Media Prima, They had a live stream of Lazada 11/11 Super Show on their TV Cheat YouTube channel last year. Whereas Star Media is embarking on various digital initiatives, one of which is one-stop shop that offers end-to-end solution-based marketing planning.
Finally, what's your call on the media sector and your top picks?
I'm neutral on the sector, and my top picks would be Astro and Media Prima with a target price of RM1.12 and 75.5 cents respectively.
In terms of the reason, it would be because of very resilient subscription-based model as opposed to other advertising-dependent players. And for Media Prima, it would be because there's a potential of the company becoming profitable very soon.
Pritika, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Pritika Modgill of Kananga Investment Bank giving us her views on the media landscape, but also this Disney Plus and Astro collaboration that is happening. And it's an interesting thing, right? Because the local media sector is very different. When we take a look at the AT&T Discovery merger, this is two video content platforms coming together. But here we've got Astro, we've got Media Prima also with the more news-based solutions. Star Media is also very different from the other players. But if we take a look at the stocks, though, the media industry hasn't had the best of times. Astro this morning is down 1% to 1 ringgit and 4 cent. On a year-to-date level, it is up 15%. On a one-year level, up 7%. But Star Media Group, on the other hand, on a one-year basis, down 5%. Although today, it is up 2.7% for some reason, 38 cents right now. And Media Prima, up 2.7% on a one-year basis, up 280% or thereabouts. But on a year-to-date basis, on a one-year, on a one-month basis, down 8%. But year-to-date, Media Prima is up 100%. Quite interesting to see how they're developing there as well.
Yeah, so I think the media industry, apart from all this kind of international partnerships, the local media scene is going through a lot of changes. Meanwhile, looking at Dialog Group, it saw its net profit for the third quarter ended March 2021 fall nearly 10% on year to 137 million ringgit, and this is due to lower revenue generated by the downstream activities. Earnings per share declined slightly to 2.4 cents, which is 0.3 cents lower than the previous number. And also the group focused on the development of its own internal midstream terminal assets, which resulted in lower revenue for the Malaysian operations. So I think quarterly revenue fell by 19% to 405 million ringgit.
Dialog Group this morning is up 0.3%, 0.4% around there. It is now 2 ringgit 89 cent. Year to date, down 16%. On a one-year basis, down 21%. There are 18 analysts covering this stock. 17 buys, one hold, no sells. 12-month consensus target price here is 3 ringgit 99. Last price was 2 ringgit 88, which gives this a return potential based on these estimates of around 38.5%. Right now, though, we're going into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin, and when we come back, will be ringgit and cents, where I'll be getting into the basics of family financial planning with Nirmala Subramaniam of AKPK and Fatin Rosli from Wealth Vantage Advisory. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.